your breast to bear. Sad song give ear. Unfold. Never told. Me Winchester. There. Years did dwell. Wondrous well. Maimed to pass. Me was. Me woods to range. Tis unhappy change. Three children and his maid. Thought were safely laid. And takes the key along. Or dream of further wrong. The park he walked round. Is there within the same he found. His falcon in his hand. Commanding them to stand. Thus unto them he said. Presently they made. Which had lost their way. Where they lay. With that the keeper thus replied then. Who said if they were honest gentlemen. And that no loss thereby he might sustain. He would direct them in their way again. The soldiers hearing this did both protest. As ever they desired to be blessed. That they were free from any ill intent. So homewards with the keeper both they went. At last when near unto the lodge they drew. The keeper then his house began to view. Where he in every room beheld a light. By which he knew that all things were not right. Quoth he, alas, I'm utterly betrayed. Sir, not by us the soldiers answer made. But rather we to do you any good. Will venture for your sake our dearest blood. If it be so, kind gentlemen, said he. That house is mine where all those lights you see. When I came forth, I left but only one to light me in at my returning home. But now you may behold in every place the lights are moving to and fro apace. My wife, my son, and servant were in bed, which by this time God knows how they have sped. With that the soldiers resolutely said, good sir, we are your friends, be not afraid. Two brace of pistols we have ready here, wherewith we doubt not but your house to clear. Then to the house the soldiers he did guide, who through a window presently had spied two villains there which down the stairs had brought a trunk which was with linen fully fraught. The soldiers they so rightly both did aim each other at his man, and with the same the villains they fell down upon the ground. So deep and deadly did their pistols wound. Then down the stairs the rest began to run, to ask the other to what had been done. Which when they did perceive them to be slain, they forced were to haste upstairs again. The keeper, he unlocked the door, and then steps in with him these trusty gentlemen. With resolution and with courage bent, to find the rest, upstairs they boldly went. Whereas they found them standing in the room, each villain there expecting of his doom. Unto the soldiers did for mercy call, who did themselves no mercy show at all. The soldiers then disarmed them of their swords, and called the keeper for to bring them cords, where hand and foot they did them strongly bind, too good for villains of own human kind. But now to show what mischief they have done, this woeful father first beheld his son, whom they had murdered there to have their prey, and cut his throat as in his bed he lay. The next of all he viewed his murdered wife, which also was deprived of her life. Both hers and eke her maiden's throat were cut, as in their beds they sleeping lay, God wot. 3 children more, which by their mother lay, into another place they did convey, so that they thought they all had murdered been, which were not at that present to be seen. Then to the murderers they went again, to know if they had all the children slain, who said they all within the furnace were, and all alive, but durst not speak for fear. Whereas they found them covered all with which only was to keep them still in awe, and tell them where their father's treasure lay, or there to burn them ere they went away. But God in mercy did the same prevent, for they are taken and to prison sent. The other 2 did by the soldiers die, in height and midst of all their villainy. At Winchester, until the next assize, 3 of those bloody murderers there lies. Another villain, as report doth say, out of a window first did scape away. Which to conclude, God grant he may be, and that the like may never be again, to be compared with this bloody deed, which woeful object makes my heart to bleed.